Well, the country is in a position where everybody is like panicking, fear, and we hear peace, peace, peace. Whatever anybody is thinking, it's only the judges who have the evidence and who can pronounce the verdict. And they rose to their position because of the work they've done, because we trusted them, because we have faith in them. But they're the ones who protect the rights of citizens right here in this country. And so we leave it up to them. And I can't see why anybody should doubt them this time we face this court petition.
Well, Nana, some people have expressed concern that the verdict could create possible tension and violence. What are your thoughts about Ghanaians maintaining their composure and ensuring that they accept this verdict in good faith?
I'm sure that, yes, that is the concern of some people here. But I believe, as you know, we're not violent people. We've been at this before. We've had 5 uninterrupted elections, which have been successful. The 6th one was on its way when the petitioners said there were certain things that went wrong. And they did not go to the streets to fight. They didn't go and take sticks. They were not confrontational. They just decided to take the matter to court where they deposited their complaint. And so I'm sure some people are going to be disappointed either way, but I think we'll hold on. We'll just forge forward.
Nana, as a prominent Ghanaian, what are you and your other colleagues, traditional leaders in Ghana, doing and coordinating with these political parties to ensure there's peace or Ghana's territorial integrity is maintained?
We're speaking to young people. We're talking every place, every chance that we get, to first think about our country first. Think about the future of our children. We need to build a Ghana that will be competitive, a Ghana full of opportunity for young people. Look, I said to them last night, I said, look, I'm 63 years old. I have a shorter future than young people here. What type of country would you want to leave behind for your children? What type of country do you want to leave behind for your children? When we came around, we inherited a great nation. And I'm supposed each generation will pick up where the last one left off. What country are we going to leave behind for the next generation? I think it is the responsibility of every adult, every leader, every opinion leader, every security agent to make sure that we stay where we are when justice is pronounced, and everybody should understand that.
Nana, I know you frequently talk with these political leaders in the country. You have great influence in Ghana. You are respected there. What message do you tell them? It seems some of their supporters go on national TV, radio stations, making some uncomfortable statement that people express concern about. What do you tell these leaders when you meet them?
Well, when I meet them this year, when I first met the president after the election, my message to him was, Mr. President, I need you to pronounce to the nation that you will accept the verdict. And he gladly said yes, he would. I spoke to the NADO, he said he would. I've been speaking to most of the leaders, and they said they would accept the verdict. I mean, look, what we face now is the first in our landmark history. And I'm sure the way this thing was conducted, I just believe that both the petitioners and the respondents, including the judges, have conducted themselves very well in this manner. And for the convenience of technology, everybody saw it on TV. We watched the proceedings. So I'm sure they're going to do the right thing. I am sure the judges will come out and do the right thing. And then everybody will have to accept it so we can move on and think about other issues that confront us, climate change, corruption, educational opportunities, jobs. That's what we need to do.
Nana, last but not the least, what would be your message to Ghanaians as the Supreme Court readies to pronounce its judgment?
You know what I did tell them yesterday and today was this. I give them a story from the Bible. When Jesus and his disciples were on the boat, and Jesus took a nap, and the storm was fast raging to where the boat was. The disciples were all concerned about the storm taking the boat and probably killing them. They went and woke up Jesus, reported that a storm was coming. Jesus woke up, and what he did was he said, look, in three words, peace, be still. He stopped the storm. Then he turned and looked at his disciples and asked them, why are you so fearful? Don't you have faith? You men of little faith, the question I ask, why are we fearful? Don't we have faith in the Jesus? Don't we trust them, their integrity and their wisdom? I am hoping that Justice Atubuka will pronounce the verdict, and then when he finishes, whatever fear, whatever storm has come, he can just use those words, peace, be still, and we'll go on.